Welcome to Adults Do Disney. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Lawrence.
And we are two Disney nerds talking about doing Disney parks without children.
And this week we're going to talk about weddings.
Weddings.
And getting married.
In Disney, obviously.
Yeah.
So you can get married at Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Aulani, the Hawaiian one, and aboard the Disney Cruise Line. That's the one that's advertised. They're the ones that are advertised on their website. But you can also get married at the Japanese Disneyland.
I think that's right. Yeah, you can do that.
And I don't know about the Hong Kong and the Shanghai one. But maybe. But you can't get married at the Paris one.
Nope.
No. Anyway, just so you know, we're not going to really repeat too much of what you can find on the website, because I really recommend going on that because it's got loads of information and it's actually quite fun to put together a Disney wedding package and see what you can get. But we are going to talk more in a personal way because we actually got married in Disney World.
We did.
2 years ago.
And we're hopefully going to give you a little bit of an insight into our experience and the things that you can't necessarily find out online.
Yeah. Exactly. So first of all, let's give you a few basic facts. There are three levels of affordability if you want to get married in Disney World. There's the packages are called Wishes, Escape and Memories. Isn't it beautiful? So Wishes is very customizable and you get a reception with it. And it starts at about $40,000.
So Wishes is your top dog. That's the big, no expense spared... Big crazy wedding, isn't
it? Yeah. One? Actually, it probably starts a bit lower than that, but I was fiddling around with the online calculator and I couldn't seem to get it below that point. So anyway, so that's the most expensive and you can make that crazy. You know, you could go up to hundreds of thousands of dollars, I bet. Then you have the second tier one, which is Escape. That's the one we had.
Yes.
You get up to 18 guests for that, and that starts nowadays from $7,000. I mean, when we did it just 2 years ago, it was about $5,000.
It was $5,500, I think. Yeah.
Right, so it's already gone up in just 2 years. And then you have the cheapest one, which is Memories, or Mammaries, as I hilariously call it. And that you can have up to 4 guests, and that starts from $3,500, which hasn't changed.
It's also worth saying as well that these are the prices for Florida. If you want to get married in Disneyland in California, they are significantly more expensive.
Oh, are they? I should have checked that out, really.
Yeah, but I think the California prices are, as I recall from when we looked, much higher.
Well, they've got less space, haven't they? So maybe space is at a premium, so you pay more.
Paying California prices rather than Florida prices. And also, it's the classic one. It's the original park. It's the park that probably lots of Americans went to when they were young.
Yeah.
And so I guess that's why it's all a bit more expensive.
Actually, a lot of the YouTube videos of Disney weddings seem to be in California, don't they?
Yeah, that's true.
Really recommend having a look at those YouTube videos. They're very amusing.
We watched way too many of them.
Yeah, God, we watched them obsessively. But while going, who would go? This is so lame. But actually,
coveting everything they had.
Yeah. So let's discuss... If you had the most expensive wedding at Disney World, what would it look like?
Well, you would be paying an insane amount of money. You'd probably be arriving in the bride would probably be arriving in Cinderella's coach.
Yeah, so literally like the movie.
Yeah, and you would have
pumpkin.
You would be your arrival would be fanfared by. A number of trumpeters and horses.
Yeah. The glass pumpkin is normally being pulled by 2 or 4 white horses.
White horses. And you have long buglers.
Herald trumpeters.
Heralding your arrival.
They're about $1,000.
Yeah. So you've got to really love herald trumpeters.
Yeah, and they're dressed in a lot of white satin.
Yeah. It's all the kind of major domo look, isn't it?
Well, sort of, but I thought only the bride was allowed to wear white satin.
That's a good point.
Seems like a faux pas to me.
Yeah, how embarrassing for
them
all.
They're in sort of pastel blue and lots of white satin.
Yeah, it's wedding colours though, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so. Although I'd have preferred, personally, I'd have gone for trad British looking trumpeters.
Yeah, possibly.
If we had any trumpeters.
What, dressed as beef eaters or something?
Yeah. Remember the video that we saw where they went and she stepped out of the carriage and the horse did a big plopsy?
Yeah. There's no accounting for horses. That's the thing. That's one of the things that is probably good to remember about these ridiculously expensive packages. You're trying to create an amazing day, spending a phenomenal amount of money, but you can't account for simple things like horses pooing in the road.
And the weather.
And rain. and just any number of mad things that can happen.
Interesting fact, though. So when you are booking your wedding for Florida, there's normally, is there three different time slots you can choose
from?
Yeah,
I think that's right.
And when we talked to our wedding coordinator, which you get included in the package, she said that they've deliberately picked those times to be the least likely for rain, because apparently the weather in Florida is actually very predictable. And yeah, they always have afternoon showers at a very particular time, morning showers or whatever.
She said in her very polite Disney way, a lot of people try to negotiate different times, but, you know, we have to strongly suggest that they go with the... So I think a lot of people probably do try and micromanage. But I'd say that if we had one bit of advice for this entire operation... Don't get involved. Let them do their thing.
Yeah, the coordinators... well, I can't speak for the other coordinators, but our coordinator was lovely. She was a really, really nice woman, and she was so on it. She had all the details, you know, there in her head at all times.
There was a moment when, after our ceremony, when it was all kind of, you know, all a bit emotional, and we'd all probably had a glass of the fairy tale cuvée that they provide, which is very nice. And you might have not, you might be feeling a bit nervous and flustered, and she suddenly turned up with some glasses of water for us.
Yeah.
So it's just these minor touches that you would never think of.
Yeah. And also, I'm not particularly girly, so I wasn't a very girly bride. So certain things didn't occur to me. Just things like straightening out my dress before I go down the aisle and
oh,
things
like
that.
Oh, she sorted you out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She was sorting me out and making sure I looked all right.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just those kind of touches that suggest that she cared. Well, she liked her job. You could tell she liked her job.
Yeah.
Because actually, I've been a wedding manager in the past. It was a job that didn't last very long, and I did not have the attention to detail that is needed for that sort of job.
Yeah.
Whereas she really did.
She clearly did.
Listen to your coordinator. There's a reason why they've picked certain times of the day for the ceremony, and there's a reason for every single part of it. They've really thought about this.
Yeah. So should we carry on talking about the most expensive one?
Oh, yeah. So if you have the most expensive one, if you want loads and loads of guests, then you end up in the wedding pavilion, which is part of the Grand
Floridian,
that's it, which is just outside the Magic Kingdom. And the wedding pavilion is actually worth going to have a look at at any time anyway, because it's quite amusing to look at. It's very pretty. And the window at the end of the aisle where you get married in front of looks out at Cinderella's castle.
Oh yeah, they've done it very nicely. So you are in your shot where you're holding hands and whoever's doing your ceremony is doing their stuff. In the background, through the window, perfectly framed, is the castle and the entrance to Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
They've very carefully done that.
If you're listening to this and balking at all the Cinderella Castle stuff and thinking, that's gross, and that's not the kind of thing I'm interested in, don't worry.
Stick with
us. We're going to talk later about how you can actually have a very nice, adult, quite sophisticated, but still very fun Disney wedding.
Yeah.
But at the moment, we're talking about the... quintessential Disney experience wedding, which would cost you a fortune.
So let's probably talk about costume characters.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is what really makes it ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
If you want Mickey at your wedding, you can have Mickey at your wedding.
You can, but he will cost you $1,200?
Yeah, so it's $1,200 for one character, it's $1,700 for two.
Yeah.
So if you want Minnie and Mickey, and they'll be wearing, by the way, the full wedding regalia as well. Top hats for Mickey.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wedding dress for Minnie, even though they wear their best. You're the ones getting married, though.
Yeah,
Why are Minnie and Mickey there? Like cramping your style.
Upstaging you, frankly.
Also, they do this weird thing where they then come onto you, essentially, don't they? From the videos that we've seen, it looks like Mickey will come onto the bride and Minnie will sort of flirt with the groom.
That seems to be a kind of a wedding tradition that we were not familiar with.
Yeah, where... what, instantly bride swapping?
Yeah, yeah. You have a massive great Disney key party at your actual wedding.
Oh no, that's Krusty the Clown again. He's trying to do Goofy.
Why'd you keep doing Krusty the Clown?
Yeah. Oh boy, there we go, that's Mickey.
There he is.
Yeah.
You can also have Major Domo.
I like the look of your new wife. Oh boy.
The only non-costume character that you can have, no, so like not skin suit character, is Major Domo, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah, Major Dumbass.
More like
he's not.
Major Dumbass.
But he's just like a head of the White Satin Brigade, basically, isn't he?
Yeah, and he turns up with his glass slipper and all that.
He's a master. Does he have the glass slipper?
I think he might possibly have a glass. I think he might have the rings in a glass slipper.
Ooh.
So you can have that.
You can get engaged like that.
That's another thing they do.
Yeah, you pay a fee, you can go to Cinderella's castle, have a nice meal with your beloved, and then at some point get Major Dumbass to come over with his glass slipper and the rings and propose to your girlfriend.
You can do that in Be Our Guest restaurant as well, and you can have the ring arrive with the grey stuff, which is their signature dessert that references the song from Beauty and the Beast that goes, try the grey stuff.
Who delivers it, though? Is it a waiter?
I think it is just a waiter.
It's not Beast or anything.
I don't think it's the Beast, although the Beast is wandering around as you eat, which is quite cool.
Yeah, although he's not the most convincing of the skin characters.
He's not, and he's also not the most approachable character.
Yeah, and you can't have him at your wedding ceremony, unfortunately. It's the classic ones. You can only have Mickey, Minnie, Goofy, Daisy and Donald.
They're the big five, aren't they? That's what they're called.
Yeah, I have no idea what it costs to have more than two, but two of them is $1,700. So you've got to really freaking love them.
You've got to love them. Mind you, the question that we've been asked more than any other question was Mickey at your wedding?
Always said with a bit of a sneer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was Mickey at your wedding? Yeah, and then Mickey. We go, well, we could have had him at our wedding if we'd have paid.
And then they instantly regret asking.
Yeah, because then we tell them in detail.
It's
about
a great way to end conversations.
Yeah, with facts. Facts always shoot someone down.
So the other thing that you can have in your ludicrously expensive wedding is a photo shoot in the park.
Yeah, so again, the most expensive one is in front of Cinderella's castle. Oh, there should be something to be noted about this as well. You can actually get married as well in front of Cinderella's castle and have this photo shoot in front of Cinderella's castle, but not during park hours.
Yes, that's true.
So even though it looks like what it looks like, when you watch those videos on YouTube, they're all happening before about 8 o'clock in the morning.
They're either happening at the crack of dawn or the middle of the night.
Yeah, because the park closes at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Magic Kingdom does, yeah.
So
on some nights,
you've either got to have that's really late night. I don't know how. Yeah, I suppose if you're really jet lagged, if you've flown in from somewhere else, then it's fine.
Possibly it'd be okay, but
it'd be a bit weird though.
Wouldn't want to get married either in the middle of the night or at the break of dawn.
Because when do you have the meal and everything? It gets very confusing. I mean, even if you have it at the crack of dawn as well. Well, you then have a breakfast.
I suppose you have a wedding breakfast, the term actually is.
Oh, and then actually you could just go into the parks afterwards.
So maybe that's what you're into, but that didn't suit us at all.
No, getting up at 3 o'clock to put on a fancy dress and everything.
Yeah.
No. That's bear in mind. All the other ones, all the other venues that you could have, normal times. But if you want to get married in front of the castle or in any of the parks, so Epcot does... It has quite a few venues within the park.
Morocco seems to be a popular one in Epcot, doesn't
Yeah,
it?
That's one of the prettiest ones, yeah. So I'm not surprised. But yeah, again, it has to be out of park hours, although I believe Epcot closes earlier, doesn't it?
Epcot closes at 9,
so
that's probably a bit more achievable.
Yeah. So anyway, so back to the most expensive Disney wedding you could possibly have.
Yeah.
You could also get your dress from the Disney fashion line.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I can't remember what it's called, but they have a particular designer and they're just very nice dresses, actually. Obviously also very expensive. So they don't look like... You're not going to look like you're actually dressed up as a princess.
No.
You're going to look like you're in a
bridal You're having
dress.
A wedding.
Yeah.
So actually, there's probably not a lot of point.
No.
I would go and choose your own stuff.
I think they have very subtle touches and nods to different princess
Possibly
characters.
If you want to really have an authentic Disney experience, that might be part of it.
You're like, I'm a princess!
I imagine then, that the fitting experience in that shop is quite spectacular.
Well, that's the thing as well. If you get married in the Florida one and you're in Florida before the wedding happens, you get to go to... what's that wedding planning place called?
It's named after one of the...
It's based on that Steve Martin film.
Yeah, that's right.
Father of the Bride.
Yeah.
So maybe you remember, but in Father of the Bride, there's a really kind of outrageous wedding planner, man, played by Martin Short.
Yeah.
And they've recreated his wedding shop or wedding coordinator kind of place.
That's right.
So you can go along there before your wedding. This is only if you've got the really expensive one, I think, the Wishes one.
Oh, yeah,
the
customizable
one. You can go along there beforehand and you'll sit down and they'll give you fairy tale cuvée and you can try different cakes and things. By the way, just a side note, the cakes in Disney are phenomenal.
Yeah. Yeah, really we had a cake called Mickey's Delight.
get your lips round Mickey's delight.
And it was fun. It was about the best cake we've ever had. Franks, that's what it's called.
Franks, that's it. Franck.
Franck.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's really over the top, hilarious, chic. It's not remotely chic, actually. What am I talking about?
Well, it's garish, isn't
it? It's garish, yeah.
It's extreme wedding,
yeah,
is what it is.
Yeah.
So,
extreme.
Yeah. Oh, and you can also get a variety of transportation options to take you around. You can have a vintage Ford.
Yeah, we've mentioned the pumpkin carriage, but yeah, you can have a load of different cars.
Yeah, there's a vintage caddy you can have as well.
The basic one is a limo, and yeah, we had the limo, and the limo was very nice, and it was very handy because it obviously transports quite a lot of people.
Okay, so that's the big expensive one. Let's talk about the mid-range one, which is what we did, and I imagine this is probably what most people would do.
Yeah,
there's a maximum number of guests you can have for that, isn't there?
18.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can have up to 18. I think we had 11, didn't we?
That's right.
Yeah, and also, it's probably the most notable thing about this, you don't get a reception, which didn't bother us at all because we just went to the Animal Kingdom Lodge and we had a buffet at Boma and it was brilliant.
Yeah.
However, some people obviously would like a reception, so bear in mind that is quite a significant extra amount of money on top.
Yeah. The basic rate for the escape package, which is what it's called, is not actually that unreasonable. It's $7,000.
Yeah.
Which by wedding standards is pretty cheap.
Yeah.
Certainly in the UK.
It has gone up. Just bear that in mind if you're listening to this and thinking, oh, I'd quite like to do that. It might go up again.
It may well go up. But for when we did it, it was $5,500. And for that, you get quite a lot included. You get a chartered limousine to take you wherever you want to go.
A bridal bouquet and groom's boutonniere.
Oh, yeah.
A solo violinist who plays at your event. And our solo violinist was great.
Yeah.
And they obviously take requests as well. And he was a really nice chap.
You get the ceremony location, of course.
Yeah, and you get a choice of four. So they're all really nice. So there's the massive Disney wedding pavilion, but that's got capacity for about 200 guests.
Yeah.
So if you've got 11 people, bear in mind,
you will feel like an idiot.
Yeah, you're going to look a little unpopular. Although a lot of the wedding YouTube videos,
they have gone for that.
Yeah,
they
show very few people in the wedding pavilion.
Yeah.
So, you know, if that's what you want to do, go for it. But we do gigs in our professional life, and we've done a lot of gigs where there's not many people in the audience, we kind of didn't want to replicate that experience by being at the Disney wedding pavilion.
No one's turned up to our wedding.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So then there's also the Canada Terrace at Epcot. So as it's Epcot and it's on site, this would again have to be before it opened or after it closed.
Anything in the parks is outside of park hours.
Yeah, and then you've got the Wedding Gazebo at the Yacht Club Resort. Very, very nice. And
the Wilderness Lodge as well?
No.
Oh, not anymore?
Not for the middle package. The Wilderness Resort is for the cheap package because you're only allowed 8 people on that.
I see, of course.
On that balcony.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so there are a few differences between the different packages where you are allowed to go.
It's worth having a play with the website to have a look at all these
aspects. Yeah, and then there's Seabreeze Point, which we had, which was on the boardwalk looking out over a lake.
It looks out over the lagoon where you have, the Boardwalk Hotel, the Beach Club and the Yacht Club, with the pirate ship in the background and Epcot behind you. And it couldn't really be a nicer setting.
Yeah, and it's very themed as well. And so we went along with the theme and we actually got my wedding dress was
it was sort of 40s themed,
wasn't it? Yeah, 40s themed. And you were very 40s themed with your waistcoat and your hat and everything.
Yeah, with the kind of Atlantic City boardwalk feel, we did have a kind of early 20th century bent to our entire wedding.
Yeah. So we went along with it. It didn't feel as cartoonish as I think a lot of people think a Disney wedding is going to be.
Yeah.
Because we did have a couple of friends afterwards who were like, oh, no, that sounds really weird. Why did you do that?
I would never have thought that you would do that.
But then they saw the pictures and they saw that actually it's just an amazing setting. It's the kind of setting where if you paid for it in England, you would pay a fortune.
And because like you said, you used to do this.
So to get the kind of, I mean, it's really high spec as well. So
of course, not
just the infrastructure that's lovely. It's you won't get chipped paint in a Disney
All the light
resort.
Bulbs work.
Yeah. Yeah, there's not going to be even a broken flower in a flower bed.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all immaculate.
At all times.
For that level of something being looked after, if you were to pay for that in England, it would be super expensive.
And so that basically, that's the same level of care applies to every aspect of the whole wedding experience. So you are on a little bit of a conveyor belt. There's about three weddings a day in every location.
Yeah, but let me tell you, having worked in the wedding industry, you're all on a conveyor belt.
You're always on a conveyor
belt. Yeah, it doesn't matter how much money you've spent, you are on a conveyor belt.
And don't let that put you off, because if there's one thing that Disney does well, it's customer service.
Yeah, yeah. And making you feel special.
You do feel special. It's amazing.
Magic.
I mean, we're pretty cynical and we felt pretty special.
Yeah. Oh, we haven't finished what you get for that package.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You also get 2 hours of photo coverage and an album of prints.
Mm-hmm.
And you get... Oh, did we mention the 4 hours of limousine service? We did, didn't
we? Yeah, so we got our limo to take us from our hotel in the morning and then to the boardwalk where we had our ceremony. Then we took our guests back to the Animal Kingdom Lodge while we had a few photos taken, and then the limo came back to get us and took us back to the Animal Kingdom Lodge. And that pretty much neatly used up the 4 hours of chartered time.
The handy thing about the limousine is it takes about eight people, doesn't it? And
yeah.
So if you have a party of 11, then...
It was perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, you get a two-tier wedding cake. We've mentioned that. And some cuvée sparkling wine.
And a Mickey and Minnie keepsake wedding cake topper.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You get to take the wedding cake topper home with you.
And, let it not be forgotten, two annual passes.
Oh, yeah. I can't believe that. Actually, that wasn't on the website the last time I saw it. Do you think they're still offering it?
Oh, maybe they're not offering that.
Because we got, two annual passes, which are worth a lot of money, actually.
I think they're $800
each. $800
each? I think so, for an annual pass.
Amazing. So together, those passes are $1,600 off the amount that you've spent.
When you consider
that's to get you to come back again, which we did do for our one-year anniversary.
Yeah, of course. They know that's exactly what's going to happen, but it's a really good shout.
Yeah, and also what that does is, after we had our ceremony and meal and everything, we went into the park for the evening. That was our reception, essentially, was going into the park with our guests.
I think that's a thing to remember. If you have a small party and you're not particularly bothered about, you know, if you're not mad keen on dancing to cheesy disco music, then do remember that you have the number one tourist attraction in the world at your disposal.
Yeah.
So it might just be better off, you might be better off doing what we did, which is just to go to Magic Kingdom.
Something. With the most incredible fireworks display and everything. I think that also depends on how much you want to be the center of attention. Because obviously, once you're in the park, and you're not allowed to wear your wedding dress, by the way, because little children might think you're a princess.
Yeah.
And they'd be right.
Which is why you have to have your photo shoot. If you want it in the park, you have to also have that outside of park hours.
Yeah, so you go in the evening and you're just a normal guest again. So you won't get, the sort of attention maybe that you get if you're the bride at a normal wedding ceremony.
We asked our wedding planner for some Just Married badges. Which is a little thing that they're not. I don't think many people know about it, and they're not theoretically supposed to do it. But if you ask, they will give it to you.
Yeah, so you get a little badge that says "Just Married,"
and you do get a lot of congratulations, and
you get free stickers.
You occasionally get free. Yeah, you might get taken. You might get a little bit of special service if you wear them. So do ask for them.
Yeah,
because they're fun.
Yeah, although I felt a bit of a plum wearing one. So yeah, if you don't mind not being the centre of attention, and I really didn't. Mm-hmm. By that point, after all the photographs and everything, I was actually to my absolute limit of being stared at and looked at.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I was really happy to just become one of the park guests evening.
Yeah.
So that's worth being aware of, how much you want, how much attention you want on the day.
Yeah.
Because that's going to differ from person to person, isn't
true.
It?
True.
So what else can you get? You can get confetti cannons. They can do up the place where you go.
Also, they will,
you know,
if
with
you
flowers and stuff.
If you want to bring your own bouquet and your own decorations and stuff, and basically contract your own companies to do all the various different aspects of your wedding, Disney will surcharge you. So they won't let you do all of that stuff unless you pay them a little bit of money. It's like a corking fee, I guess.
Yeah.
But everything that they do is so good, I would basically say don't worry about it.
Yeah, just go for their stuff, because really, they know exactly what the venue is like as well, so they know where to put the flowers and how many flowers to do and all that kind of stuff, if you want that. We actually didn't have any venue decoration at all.
We didn't need it.
Because Seabreeze Point is so pretty, it really doesn't need it.
And it's quite expensive to basically drape stuff on the backs of chairs.
Yeah.
And given the setting, you really don't need it.
I don't think we had any extras at all.
I think we went for just the basic package and it was totally fine.
Yeah, it didn't feel like anything was missing at all.
Yeah.
I mean, you get things as well, like if you've got a flower girl, you can give them a sort of order a Disney rose for them to hold and everything, and that has a ludicrous amount of money attached to it.
It's like $80, isn't it? For them?
Just
like, is that really going to make much of a
difference? I think it's because people feel guilty about having a flower girl that isn't chucking petals around or something.
Right,
so they use that as a bit of an opportunity to make some little bit of extra money. But I had a flower girl and she just had to bloody walk with no extras whatsoever, and she was fine and she looked great.
She was totally fine.
And she was dressed as a princess.
Yes.
And everyone had a good time and it was super cheap. And really, honestly, don't get a cake from anywhere else because it's the best cake I've ever had in my life.
Yeah. Really, bar none.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it lasted for ages.
I'd say this as well. Our people said to us when we were planning our wedding, oh, you must be really stressed. You must have so much to think about. We had nothing to think about.
Mm.
We filled in a form.
Yeah.
And that was it. And we knew we were on the Disney conveyor belt, but everything that we said, right down to the individual music requests for what the violinist played as we each individually walked down the aisle, everything was just done exactly as we said, and there was no questions asked.
Yeah. Also, we got engaged on Christmas Day, and we set the wedding for May the 6th.
May the 6th. We tried to get May the 4th for Star Wars reasons, but that
was booked up.
Sadly booked up.
This is another thing.
Descended.
Another thing to be aware of. You can only book a Disney wedding 10 months in advance.
Right.
So
So
a lot of places elsewhere, you can do it for 2 years in advance, things like that.
Yeah,
but you've got 10 months. And actually, so what did we have? We had like 5 months.
5 months.
And that was plenty.
It was more than enough. We'd sorted the whole thing out by January.
Yeah. Oh, and I won't tell you what exactly it is because it was so nice to get a little surprise. They give you things that you're not expecting, the Disney coordinator.
Ah, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I'm not going to say it because it was such a nice surprise, but the stuff that they have on the website that obviously you pay for and all the rest of it, they do more than that.
They give you
freebies.
That's not the only thing they do.
Yeah, and it was so nice because it really, I know it's just brilliant customer service and a very cunning sort of keeping you loyal.
Yeah.
But it was just so nice to receive these little extras.
It does make a huge difference, doesn't it?
Yeah,
so
definitely.
Do look forward to that.
Yeah.
We should talk then finally about the cheapest option.
Oh, yes.
Memories.
So memories, up to 4 guests, starting from $3,500. You get less options, so it's less customizable. But if you want to do it quickly and easily and cheaply, then this is also a great option as well.
Another thing we should mention actually is the you will not get anyone to do your ceremony.
Oh yes, that you have to get a reverend or a rabbi or
whatever,
or just a a non-denominational.
They provide you with a list of every sort of religious preference you could possibly think of, and it's a load of local religious persons and legal persons, and you can have. We went for a non-religious ceremony, but we did get the brilliantly characterful Reverend Tim.
Yeah.
Who was one of the ones on Disney's list, and he seems to be a very popular choice. He's an older chap, and he's really, really good fun.
He's quite salty.
He's salty. So if you don't want the gushing, saccharine, sweet, very, very sort of
shiny
over the
teeth.
Top, shiny teeth, wedding ceremony type of thing, then go for Reverend Tim, because he'll do everything in a nice cowboy drawl.
Yeah.
And if you probably more appealing to non-Americans for whom the Southern accent is full of mystique and charm.
Yeah, yeah. Although he is very popular with everyone.
He does seem to be.
He pops up on the YouTube videos all the time.
If you've watched any of the Florida YouTube videos, you probably will have seen the Reverend Tim.
I think because he's quite elderly, he's appealing, isn't he?
He's pretty, yeah.
Like
he's
a Disney character.
He is like a Disney character, and he also feels like a lot of the staff in the Disney parks.
Yeah. Oh, you can get that absolutely ancient majordomo as well.
Oh, yeah, you can get that guy.
He looks like he's about 150 years old, and he walks incredibly slowly.
I think he works for the Grand Floridian.
Right.
So a lot of people have the Grand Floridian, especially if they're getting married in the wedding pavilion, which is attached to the Grand Floridian. Yeah. A lot of people have that hotel as their sort of base hotel.
Yeah. So if you want a super cute geriatric, then that is an option.
Go for that guy. Yeah. He's got I can't remember what his name is, but he turns up a lot.
Yeah. But yeah, thoroughly recommend having a look at the YouTube videos.
Yeah.
Because then you can really decide if that's the kind of thing
you will quickly see when you watch them, which things you can do without.
I tell you what else is nice about a Disney wedding. All the staff are primed to congratulate you and also to give you absurd flattery
as well. Oh, they do know how to do it, don't
they? Yeah, like just after the ceremony, I think, what were we waiting for? Maybe
we were waiting for the limo to pick us back up to take us back to Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Ah, that's right, yeah. So one of the ladies who works, I'm not sure in what capacity, she might have been a bellhop or something
at the boardwalk,
came over to tell me that I was the most beautiful bride she'd ever seen in her life.
Well, maybe you were.
Maybe I am. But, yes. You know, this woman, if she works in that place, then she literally sees 3 brides a day. I don't know how long she'd work there for. Maybe she had literally only just started working there that day. And I was the first bride she'd seen.
Yeah.
But she was also quite elderly. She was probably in her 70s.
I'd say
early
so.
Early 70s, wasn't she? So this woman's seen a lot of brides, and apparently I'm the most beautiful one.
I mean, you did look pretty fly.
Yeah, you know, I think actually, objectively...
I think she's right. I think objectively she's right.
Yeah.
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 Definitely.
Yeah. But it was kind of nice. It's always nice to be gushed over, when you're like, you've been told to do this...
They do bang on about pixie dust the whole way through this process.
Let's sprinkle some pixie dust.
Let them do it.
Oh, actually, yeah, the email communication that we had before the wedding.
Mm.
There's plenty of communication to be had with the wedding coordinator, by the way. I know some people stress out about, pinning the details down with their wedding coordinator. Are they going to be available for me? Blah, blah, blah. I felt fine. They felt...
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, they felt really on
The hand. Only thing that was awkward... was the actual legal aspect of our ceremony. Because it's very easy to get married in Florida by the rules of the state. You can pretty much be anyone there, and they very much ask no questions. I think you can marry whoever or whatever you like in Florida. But the communication that we had with... the company that was managing basically going to the local courthouse in Kissimmee and sorting out the actual paperwork was a nightmare. She was really very, very inconvenient and rude. So just make sure you're on top of that aspect of
it. Yeah, yeah. You don't want to get there and then find out legally you can't actually get married.
Because Disney sort out all of the ceremony and stuff, but the legal bit is up to you.
Yeah.
So just don't forget about that. And you can go to a courthouse yourself there if you want. And it really doesn't take very long. I don't think you even need to book an appointment. Apparently, you'd be out in a couple of hours.
Yeah.
But we thought, let's not take up any of our holiday by doing that.
Yeah.
Let's go through this this company. Oh, we shouldn't name the company. But,
no.
But they were rubbish.
Well, I think there's reviews and things.
Yeah, so just read the... If you're having a company sort out the legal aspect of your wedding, you know, and taking stuff to the courthouse to get it stamped and notarized or whatever... Just make sure you read all the reviews of that company and make sure that they have a positive track record, because ours was useless.
Yeah, I wish Disney had taken over for that, because with their customary charm and customer service, that would have been easy. But I suppose they can't get involved in the legal aspect.
No, I suppose not. But I just wish that we'd done it ourselves and just driven to the courthouse when we got there. So that's probably it.
Yeah, so please do contact us if you've got any questions.
Yeah, we're happy to answer any questions.
Or if you want to tell me I'm the most beautiful bride in the world, that's fine.
Do that. if you have any of your own experiences of Disney weddings, if you've got married in Disney Park or you're thinking about it, do let us know. You can find us at adultsdodisney@gmail.com, also at facebook.com/adultsdodisney, and also on Twitter @adultsdodisney. So that's it. What should we talk about next time? Should we start comparing rides?
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so thrill rides, atmospheric rides, classic Walt rides.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's
do
that.
A few ride breakdowns.
Yeah.
Nice. Not ride breakdowns, of course. That's what you want to avoid.
Although we have been on some rides when they're broken down, so we will talk about that.
And maybe you'll hear about those stories. Yeah. Tune in next time. Right. See you later.
Bye-bye.